Thursday, the 8th of May, I hear Rabbi Yaakov Hammer, my way, not the highway.
Good morning, everyone. It's nice to be back. I haven't been, I think, for a couple of years. And unfortunately, I'm still struggling with a cold. So if you could just bear with me, and I've got some tea with me. I hope you don't, mind. I would like to speak about a concept this morning, which is something which... myself personally, I'm not going to say I've struggled with, but it's something which I've grappled with, tried to understand myself. I think it's an idea and a concept which specifically younger people, teenagers and youngsters, very much grapple with this idea, with this issue. And to a great extent, it's something which affects all of us at every single stage of our lives. It's a concept where if it's done wrong, the psukim and chazal speak about that this is something which can be absolutely abominable. If it's something which is done right, it can bring about the Shechina. It's a concept which the Balei Musar speak about at great lengths. It's Nirmas and Chazal in many places. And it's a concept which it's, I think, quite difficult to get a clear working definition and Hagdara as to what is the correct, appropriate Smahalach that a person should... view this particular concept. So I'm going to share with you some of these ideas, and Adrab, I'd like to learn from people's Chochmas Achayim how they've approached this subject and topic. The title is My Way, Not the Highway. And the idea which the concept and the idea which we'd like to speak about is a person going through life has to come up with their own way, their own derech. There's all different types of paths in Avodas Hashem. And finding the right balance between when does one conform to the norms in one society, the norms in one's kehillah, what is expected, what's the makubal, and to what extent can a person go ahead and say, this makes sense to me, and this is the way that I would like to do it, and this is the way my shorish and neshama, this is what I feel, to try and find what is the right balance. Referring back to a Mishnah which we said last week in Pirkei Avos, at the beginning of the second parak, so the Mishnah says, Rabbi Omer, Eizo hi derech yishara sheyavar loy ha'adam. What is the straight way sheyavar loy ha'adam, is the language which is used. And the Mefarshim ask, why does it say sheyavar loy ha'adam, why doesn't it say sheyelech bo ha'adam? So some suggest, in the Sefer Divrei Yecheskel, he wants to suggest and say that the Lashon of Sheyavar Loi Ha'adam, Yavar is from the language of being boirer, meaning a person has to go ahead, just like if you have some flour, you have to sift it. So too, what is the Derech Sheyavar Loi Ha'adam? Every single individual, they need to do an act of Breira. Yelech means that there's a path, and to the extent that there's a path, by definition, someone has already been there beforehand, has already gone down that path. A path means it's already gone there, been there, and now you're following the path. It doesn't say that. It says, Ezu derech yishara sheyavar loy adam, meaning to say that a person needs to go somehow and create a path for themselves. And obviously, we know that there's a concept of following in the footsteps, parents, family, and so on. But nevertheless, we find a remez, says the Divrei Yecheskel, that a person needs to go and choose. And he goes on to say, Kol shi tiferes la'isah, providing that it's beautiful to the individual himself. Again, hashtetzach, it has to conform with Shulchan Aruch and so on, but Kol shi tiferes la'isah. Other people might look at you and say, hey, that's a little bit novel, that's perhaps a unique path, but tiferes la'mina adam, eventually it'll be tiferes la'mina adam if a person is doing it for the right reasons, he's doing it l'shem shamayim. There's another very interesting remez in last week's sedra. The pasuk says, "Kol meleches avoda leisasu." Kol meleches avoda leisasu. We know there's a very famous Ramban on this pasuk, "Kol meleches avoda." The Ramban says, unlike Shabbos, where it just says leisasu malacha, it says categorically that one is not allowed to do malacha. On Shabbos, here the Torah says meleches avoda. The Ramban goes on to say that it's only certain types of laborious categories of malacha which are going to detract from the simcha of the Yom Tov. The reason why we don't do malacha on Shabbos is a totally different reason why we don't do malacha on Yom Tov. Shabbos has to do with testimony. Shabbos has to do with we're being made. Hashem created the world in 6 days. He was Shavuos on the seventh. Yom Tov doesn't have to do with Eidus. Yom Tov has to do, says the Chinuch and others, that a person should be panui, a person should be free from the mundane, trivial matters which they're doing throughout the week, so that they're able to focus on the Nisim and the Flois and all the things which happened. And says the Ramban, it's also the reason why it's Dafka Meleches Avodah. Meleches Avodah don't do, but I'm allowed to cook, because cooking and having a festive meal, and Rabbi, it's going to bring me in the correct state of mind, that I'll be able to be Mizdavik with Hashem. It's a beautiful remez in the Sefer Neyam Elimelech, on the words called Meleches Avodah Leisasu. We know that nowadays, the Avodah which we have is not Avodah Sakarbonis, but rather it is Avodah of Tfilah. Avodah Satfilah, that's the Avodah which we have nowadays. And he says the following, read to you a couple of lines from the Neyam Elimelech. He says, Lufa'amim nimtzayim b'nei adem asher yakrivu la'avodah kasher yiru einov ma'aseh ha'tzadikim utnuasam lishmo yisbarach. Sometimes a person is being niskarev, a person's coming closer to Yiddishkeit, and they see they're around a tzaddik, a mentor, a rebbe, whoever it is, and they see the way that the person acts, and they even see the physical actions, their movements, and it's hutuv be'enov ma'oid hatznuahi lasis gamhu kamoyem. And the person says, wow, this is quite an impressive way of davening, of standing, of speaking, of acting, and so on. And they decide that they're also going to go ahead and make similar movements and similar gestures like these individuals. But he says this is kenaya atzei hayar b'leitam b'reach. Ultimately, there is no substance in what they're doing. Why? They mistakenly think that, well, you know, this clearly is an impressive way to perform, to act, to shake, to move, to speak. And they think that the actual tenua, the actual movement is impressive. The malacha b'fnei atzma. They think this, it's in and of itself, is a chashiv malacha. Uber mesein akach. And the truth is, that's not true. Ki atznua ba meiroyiv avoida hazaka v'tzachas anefesh. It comes to the great avoda which the tzaddik, which the rebbe, whatever it is, because they're doing this, that there's an avoda panimi inside the individual, so the physical manifestation, the bitur of the panimius inside the person, is they do various things. Obviously there's going to be some type of physical manifestation. And this is what the pasuk is coming to be ramiz to. This is the illusion over here. The Hainu Atznuos VaMalachis Shiba Avoida Loisasu BeKavana LeDamis Atzmi LeTzadik Lasis Kemasei Uzar. Don't go ahead and imitate other individuals. Don't do Malachis Avoida. The main thing is you have to have Avoida. If the Avoida prompts you to act, to speak, to move in a certain way with a certain mannerism, that is acceptable. But if it's just a dry Malacha, and you think it's a Malacha in and of itself, that's kamalachas avoda leisasu. That you shouldn't do. And we know the Bali Musa speak about this idea. Perhaps one of the most famous ones is Rabbi Yisrael Salanter. Let's say a mensch daf ton nish nochton. A person should do, and he shouldn't imitate. Shouldn't imitate someone else. A person should do their own thing. A person needs to do nish eifton, all different types of things which Rabbi Yisrael would say. But Yaakov Galinsky, several places, he brings this Memra of Rabbi Yisrael, and I'm not sure if this was a Masorah, or this was the way he understood it, but he said that of all the things which Rabbi Yisrael said, do and don't imitate, do and don't offload on others, do and don't worry about accomplishing, the main thing, the most important thing is to do and not to imitate others. You've got to be yourself, and you have to do your own thing. So I would just like to share with you three examples where we find in Chazal this concept alluded to, and also we'll see perhaps some of the halachic implications of this concept also. Perhaps one of the most famous examples is the Gemara Maseches Chulin. The Gemara says, on Daf Kuf Hayom and Aleph, Amar Mar Ukra, famous Gemara, the beginning of Perek Halabasa, Amar Mar Ukva, Ano Laha Milsa, myself, in this particular area, Chala Bar Chamra Ligabi Ava. myself vis-a-vis the actions of my father, I am like vinegar, the son of wine. Meaning, when I compare my actions to my father's actions, I'm far off. Why? My father would wait a full 24 hours before he would eat, before he would have cheese, after he would have meat. But I just wait, whatever that means. Tosfos, the Rambam, does it mean literally the next suda? 1 hour, does it mean 6 hours later? But I'll call upon him. I didn't wait a full 24 hours. So the Mefarshim, primarily the Chassidish Sfarim, they ask, the Arvi Nachal, the Baal Shem Tov, the Simcha Bunim, they all ask the same kasha. So they say, nu, mar ukva, heiliga amayra, a grace tzaddik, it's taki kedai for you to be called chala. You want to refer to yourself as vinegar. You're so, the way Rabbi Yaakov Galinsky put it, ata kol kach mitlahev lechol sandwichin gvina. You know, it's so important for you to have your cheese sandwich that you're willing to have this appellation. Chala bar chamra, I'm vinegar, le'umas my father. It's so important for you to have your cheese sandwich, so do it. So wait 24 hours. So they all say the same thing. Says the Arvi Nachal, achal inyan avodas Hashem tzarech liyeis behadraga. It's got to be done kiseder. A person has to go up and move up the ladder naturally. We don't just say, you know, I'm going to go ahead and jump several stages, and this is a choshev ezach, which I saw my father do, I'm going to do the same thing. Loi kol haretz elito. We don't say that anyone who wants to go ahead and act in a way of a big tzaddik can do so. And so says the Baal Shem, and says this is Simcha Bunim. It's very interesting the way Rav Simcha Bunim puts it. He says the following. He says, and I quote, it's in a Sefer Kol Mevaser, over there on the Gemara Chulin, the Amash in Ein Biritzoyne Shall Adam Lasis Achumra. If a person doesn't have the Rotzen, they don't have the desire to do this Chumra. It's a very interesting Lashon. He's not interested. He doesn't have a Rotzen to do the Chumra. El Arak Bishvil Shaviv Asa Es Achumra Hazu. But he's only doing this because he saw his father do this. The Arak Mishum Kachel Reitz Alasis. I just want to do it because my father did it. Mishum Shasa Kain Aviv Ze Ein Rashai. Not allowed to do it. It's a very, very strong language. He's not allowed to go ahead and do this. He says, "Kabisha Imrim be Yiddish and Noch Machtik Azach Hotnish Kein Vert." The person just does something out of imitation. There is no real substance to that type of an action. For those of us who are privileged to learn in Chaburas Dirshu, just do a little plug over here for Dirshu. So we had a little example of this a couple of days ago. We're learning the halachas of Tainis. And the Shulchan Aruch says that if the 17th of Cheshvan comes and it hasn't rained yet, so then the Talmidei Chachamim and the Talmidim have a fast, a Bahab. And says the Magen Avram, the Mishnah Berurah paskens it lahalacha, only the Talmidei Chachamim and only the Talmidim, but Anoshim Acherim, other individuals, says the Mishnah Berurah, says the Magen Avram, they're not allowed to participate into this type of a fast because it's Michzik Yehura. It looks like you're a bit holier than now. Who are you to go ahead and start to fast when Chazal didn't actually ordain and mandate that fast as of yet? So you can't just go ahead and say, well, they're doing it, I'm also going to do it. It's got to be done at the right time. Another example is what Shmuel says, also in the Gemara. Shmuel says, myself, vis-a-vis my father, I'm also like vinegar, the son of salt. Why? A little bit more of a difficult Gemara to understand. My father, he would go and be sire nichse. There's the Lashon of the Gemara. Sire nichse, which we will translate as examine his property twice a day. I examine my property once a day. The simple pshat is Rashi's pshat. Rashi says that hoylech v'roya karka oisav mahim tzrichim. Go and examine his property. What does it need? Says Rashi, umedama hayinin li sura, and this he felt that this was such an important thing that if you don't do it and you don't take care of your possessions, that's almost like an isser. Says the Yamshel Shlomo, says the Mashal, based on this, lamadnu mizer roiv hazehiris al ibud mamonai. We learn from this Gemara how important it is for a person to be careful to take care of their finances. and their property. Kedishli Yitzarech Librius, Velihanis Mecherim. What's the reason why Shmuel's father was so careful to examine his property twice a day? Because otherwise, Chas V'Shalom, I could lose my money, I could lose my possessions, Shem Yitzarech Librius, and so on, says the Shlach Kodesh. Also in Shar Oisius, the same thing. Derech Eretz B'Shlemus Mamonoi. Chazal teaches a derech eretz when it comes to your possessions. Shia ayin tamid, shia mishumar, mashin nosin le Hashem yisbarach. Hashem gave me this money. Hashem gave me this rechush, this possession. To the extent that Hashem gave it to me, I need to ensure that it's not holach le'ibud. That's one shot. Another pshat, which I saw one of the mefarshim who says, he says, what does it mean that Shmuel's father was sayer nichsei? It means that he would examine his rechush. It means he would do a cheshbon hanefesh. Twice a day, he would do a grueling cheshbon hanefesh, and he would look into his rechush, into his neches, and say, who am I, what am I, where am I going, what am I doing? And Shmuel is lamenting and bemoaning the fact that he's only able to do that once a day and not twice a day. But whether or not we learn like Rashi with the Amshel Shlem and the Shlah, or like this other one of the Mefarshim, at the end of the day, Shmuel is saying, I'm only doing it once, my father's doing it twice. Again, there's Al-Bakash, and again, there's Al-Bateretz. Why didn't Shmuel do it? Shmuel, from the greatest of the Amoraim, but he felt for him, he didn't have that level, call it of appreciation, understanding, to go ahead and be Messiah Nichsi twice a day. Of course, Kadosh Baruch Hu gave me the money, I have to take care of it, so every day I'm going to examine it, and I'm going to cheshbon what's with my money, what's going on, or what's with my spiritual rechush. I'm going to do it once a day, a grueling cheshbon and nefesh. But twice a day, I'm not holding by it. To go ahead and do something where a person is not holding by, that's not such a partial thing to do. One final example. Famous Medrash Rabbah in Bereishis, in Parshas Samechei, the Medrash says that Shimon ben Gamliel says that even though I used to be mechabed my father to the best of my ability, nevertheless, I came nothing close to the hanagah of Esav. Esav, when I would go ahead and bring my father food, I'd bring him food, I'd go out to the shuk, I'd put my suit on. When Esav would go and bring his father food, he would bring Yitzchak food, he'd put on big day malchus. So again, right, Rabbi Yaakov Galinsky, the Mefarshim, they all ask, no, Rav Shimon Gamliel, Hele Gitana, so difficult for you to go ahead and put on your Big Day Shabbos? And again, the same answer, that of course he could have done it, but he didn't necessarily feel that that is where he's holding. To have that type of emistic gisha in Avodas Hashem, it's got to be real. It can't just be that I'm doing something to imitate. And we'll come back to, you know, some of the difficulties in the way I'm presenting it. There's an interesting halachic application which the Pri Chodesh brings in Simon Tov Tzadi Vav. The Pri Chodesh writes, Ra'isi lahatik bekan roiv prote dinei minhage iser. He speaks about various concepts in Minog Yisrael. And he speaks about Lamashal. He says that which kol mashanagu be iser, ve'ein adam yodeh ikroi shal iser. People have a particular custom. No one's quite sure where the custom comes from. Maybe it's a minig tos. They're not sure. Is it a chumrah? What are the implications of such a minig? He speaks about a minig shenagu mishum siyagu precious. Is there a hatar for such a minig like that? He says, Leishayach lahatir becharata elamashenagu miktsas hahamoin. If a certain element of the community are noig in a particular way, then you can go ahead and be mata neder. V'loi kulu, but once you have the entire tzibur acting in a certain way, then you can't be mater. K'damash malishna v'acherim nagu b'yisr. There's a group. There's a particular contingent of people who do it. Acherim mashma, if the entire tzibur is doing it, you can't be mater. Then he goes on to say something which is more relevant to us. In the seventh minhag, which he brings concept, he says, "Mishenag aviv eized davar mishum siyag ichasidus." If his father did something because of a siyag chasidus, and so on, he brings the marshal, right? Either his father is mekabel lisanes beiz vehei kol yomav, every single beiz vehei is going to fast the rest of his life, or not to eat cheese after meat for a full 24 hours. That was the minhag of the Arizal also. Says the Pri Chodesh, "Davar baruhu she'ein haben acher of chayiv linoig oisi chumra." It's clear that the son is not bound, he's not compelled to act in the same way. Elim Cain asar pamachas b'chayi aviv. Very interesting. Unless he did it once during his father's lifetime. Ayacham yisasi. Then perhaps it's considered to be a Kabbalah. And his proof is from the fact that Mar Okva said, I am like chala bar chamra. I'm like vinegar, the son of wine. If it was something which he's mechuyev to do mi'ikra din, how can you say that he's like chala bar chamra? And so on. The Gro initially speaks about this concept many, many times, about how important it is for a person not to jump dargus and to go keseder. In Perek Dalad, Pasuk Yud Beis, the Pasuk says, "Belechtecha layetzer tzadecha v'mtaritz leisikashel." You know, when you go, your steps will not be confined, and so on. If you run, you won't stumble. So says the Gro, that we learn from here, shalik peitz lemala min hadarga asher ruuyaloi. A person shouldn't jump higher than the darga which he's holding by. Pasuk says in Yud Tes Beis, gamboli das, famous pasuk, gamboli das, nefesh leitoiv. In the absence of das, nefesh leitoiv, v'otzper aglaim chaitin. Someone who runs will be a sinner. Says the Gro, shekashayargil ha'adam b'midoisav ha'toivim, nasali katevo. Person habituates himself to act in a certain manner, becomes second nature. That means when he runs, meaning he runs to a level which he's not really holding by. It's going to fall. He's not going to be able to retain that daraga. He's going to fall. And Yud Tes Gimel, again, Zak the Gain is Albazach, Yvelis Adam to Salaf Darka, Yvel Hashem Yizaf Libay. Very interesting. The foolishness of a man is to Salaf, it perverts his way. And then his heart moans and frets against Hashem. Says the Gra, Lefamim Adam Maschel Lil Meitir Velasis Mitzvahs. He starts to embark on Avodas Hashem. The Achakach Pirish, we've seen this so many times. Achakach Pirish Mach Meshekoshalim Oid. It's difficult. Where's the Siyata Dishmaya? Where's the Habal Atar Messiah? I say, V'zoyef al Hashem, and he's got tainas on Hashem. Lama li see you? Why are you not helping me? Ube'emesu machmas ivalta. It's because of his own foolishness. Ki kol adam tzarech leilich lefi madrigasei v'layikpoitz. Everyone needs to go in a certain level. Keseder. Kalimra machmas ivalta she'asa bilti yishuv hadas. Because of his foolish approach, silif darkei, v'hu zeif al Hashem lama leisiyoi, and he has tainas on Hashem. Why didn't you help me out? Last example, the girl brings Perek Chaf Yud. The pasuk speaks about speaks about stones and measures, evan ve'evan, eifa ve'eifa, toyavas Hashem gam shneihem. Different types of measures can be abominable. So the girl says, v'inyin she'adam tzarech leilich b'darkei la'at la'at midarga la'darga. If he goes higher than that which is necessary for him, and he falls, meaning to say, like we mentioned at the beginning, there's a concept of finding what is your way. Sometimes people look and they see a highway. This seems to be the way that the Grace of Tzaddik does. This seems to be the way that other people. But that is not necessarily the appropriate course of action. A person needs to find what makes sense for him. There's an amazing vart from a Yid HaKadosh, which I'd like to share with you. And I'm going to perhaps go a little bit quicker for the last couple of minutes. The Gemara says in Maseches Chagiga, famous Gemara on Daf Tezayin. The Gemara says if a person sees that his Yetzer is getting the best of him, then he should go to a place where no one recognizes him, wear black clothing, and so on. V'yasim ashali bechafetz, and do what he needs to do. Don't be mechal shem shemayim b'seisr. Different shittos in the Rishonim. Take a look. I'm sorry. Al yichal shem shemayim b'fasi. Exactly. You shouldn't be mechal shem shemayim b'fasi. Taisa seems to understand the Gemara. Literally, Rabbeinu Hananel says, Chas v'sham, it's not to be taken literally. And he says the following, Avada chalila for a person to do this. What does it mean? You should go to a place and you should humble yourself a little bit. Wear black clothing and be a guest and go mimakim lamakim. Why? The levish shcherim ba'achsanois misharben liboy. it'll bring you to a certain level of humility. And then v'yuchalas is ma'achshuv mashali b'chofetz, and memela you'll bring yourself down from your state of gaiva, and then you'll be able to do it. Zok b'yit ha'kodesh like this. I don't know exactly how to present this, but I'll just tell it to you the way I understand. He says that sometimes if a person feels that the Yetzirah is just too strong, doesn't even understand, I mean, things have to be balanced. It's got to be a zelo mazel. So he says, what can happen is, if a person jumps to a darga which isn't his, in Avodas Hashem, so we know that kol ha'gadol michaver yitzar gadol himeno. So a person starts to mistakenly, incorrectly, be misnaig much, much higher. So the providence in the Hashgachas Hashem is that, okay, this is the darga of a tzaddik. A tzaddik has these different types of nisyonis, these different types of tests. You're going to feel like a grace at tzaddik, you're going to get those types of nisyonis also. And a person doesn't have the spiritual wherewithal to withstand that level of nisoyin. So he just, roya adam she yitzri misgabralov. So that's what the Yiddish Kaddish says. He says, very klal biyadeinu shechayv li yishar b'chira, v'imkein gam hayetzim misgabralov. Omna ma'acher v'zu loy madrigose hamites. This isn't his real madriga. Memela eilu ka'ich li lochem keneget hayetzah hara. V'lechein yitzri misgabalov. Imkein ma'ayase. What should he do? Yil b'shchoyrem v'yishabris liboy v'esgavosei. So you should humble yourself and you should look in the mirror and say, one second, is this really who I am? Is this really appropriate for me to do? You should go ahead and bring yourself down. He's saying this al derech Rabbeinu Chananah. Bring yourself down to your real darga. V'yase ma shelibay chafetz, dahainu yase ma shebe'emes oichesbay. Do act in the way that you really should be acting. Don't try to go ahead and act like a big tzaddik when you're not there, because you can really stumble. Like the Gros said, that nefilas happen when a person is not in the right darga. The Marv Shemesh says in Pashas Balak, Pasuk says, V'yisa bilam es eina v'yaris Yisrael sheikhin l'shvatov. So Klal Yisrael encamped, v'tihia lov ruach alikim. Pasha Pshat, Rashi, Chazal, Bilam saw Klal Yisrael ein pischein m'chuvanim, that there was privacy, no one was looking into it. Matevo l'achayaka, very nice. So the Marv Shemesh al pita zera kaddish like this. What does it mean, v'tihia lov ruach alikim? Not on Bilam, on Klal Yisrael. On Klal Yisrael, v'tihia lov ruach alikim. And he says the following. Haklalu shekol tzaddik yoiches darkei vehiluchei bekedusha. Upasach le pesach la'atzmei. Everyone needs to find their own pesach, their own opening, their own way. V'loy lasis mitzvahs anashim milamada, to go ahead and do like other people do and do it without any substance. Dehainu lefishu roh rabbi kach asa. Echaveir avoysim kein. Gam hu yase kemaseim utnu aseim. Moshe Shmuel Shapiro said once, he was by the Brisker Rav when he was saying Shema. And he said that the Brisker Rav said the word Shema 28 times. Shema. Now, we know that sometimes people, if you see a person doing that, it's not necessarily a healthy thing. Rav Moshe Shmuel said, it didn't start with the Brisker Rav. The Yiras Hashem, the Yiras Chet, which the Brisker Rav had, he saw that from his father. And he also, this was his Midah. His Midah was Yir, and he had such a pachad of getting it wrong, and that was his Dargah. But Zak Rav Moshe Shmuel, Rav Baruch Ber, and Rav Elchanan and other Talmidim of Reb Chaim didn't do that. So it wasn't that the Brisker Rav was imitating, it's that the Yira was something which he lived with. Says the Marv Shemesh, V'fisharo Rabbi Kachasa, Echaver of Yisim Kein, Gam hu yase kemaseh mutinu yaseh, Loi kein aderech, Kim kol echad yiftach li pesach v'shari kedusha b'fnei atzmai. And that's what it means. Bilam saw that, Ein pischei m'chuvonim zeh keneged zeh. God were doing the things which God does. And Reuven was doing Reuven's types of things. Then, v'tachia love, on Klal Yisrael, the Shechina was Shruya. As we mentioned, it can either be abominable, or it can bring about the Shechina, depending on whether or not a person gets the balance right. Just literally for another minute. Question. You're supposed to do things when you're not necessarily holding by it. Even if you don't understand it. Zak b'chinach all over the place. Adam nifl kefi pu'leisof. You go ahead and you do actions and things, and it's supposed to externally be ma'orer you to get to a certain level of ruchnius. So how does that chime with what we're saying over here? So I think the difference is simple, and I think that it is, if it is halacha. It comes to the term mitzvahs, you got to do it. You like it, lump it, you have to do it. I don't understand the reason, I don't understand why, I need to be noik lalulav, beseyde, do it shalom lishma. Eventually you'll come to a reason. If it's something which is obligatory, something which is ikra din, or, and here's where it gets a little bit more difficult to be magdir, or it's a very reasonable, makubal, accepted chumrah, which people do. You know, I don't know exactly what the best example, glatt kosher. You know, maybe it's not mikra din, it's something where there's a big chashash, there's lots of shitas rishenim which are machmir for it, and so on. Reasonable chumras, normal chumras, and so on, makubal dika chumras, that's when we say, you might not understand it. But when it comes to other types of midas chasidus, waiting 24 hours, checking your, doing a cheshbon and nefesh twice a day, wearing big day malchus when you're being meshamish your father, these are all examples of things which are mamish midas chasidus. That's when we say a person needs to know themselves. Just to conclude, we're in the Yemei HaSfira. Yemei HaSfira is about 49 steps. You know, Pesach was Shleibah Droga. The Yemei HaSfira is about taking the small steps. Yemei HaSfira is about being Noeg Kovet Zeh Lazeh, about looking around and seeing that there's all different types of ways, and everyone's got different minhagim, and everyone's got different actions. And together, with all the various minhagim that we all have, we'll see together the Ribui Gvanim and the Tiferes Yisrael.